stuff, isn't it? It's from 1977. This is all synthesized, that's the best part. So it totally counts. Right. Let's get a few more Trautonium examples. How about this one? This is Oscar Sala himself playing a cover of Paganini. This is Niccolo Paganini's Carnival de Venezia. Recorded in 1933. Next up, just a little bit of Oscar Sala playing the Trautonium in 1999. There will be some German speech. So, Entschuldigung bitte, if you don't sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Das nächste Bild. Aha, ja. Ich weiß nicht, was das Bild soll. Das war vorhin schon mal drin. Das ist ohne mein Zutun hereingekommen, jedenfalls. Das war mal eine Reise zum Mond. Nur mit elektronischen Klängen ausgestattet.
This is Oscar Sala, virtuoso of the Trautonium. He's playing along and giving some pretty fantastic, kind of theater organ-esque electronic accompaniment to some astronauts walking on this lunar surface. It's fantastic. So just imagine, you see a couple of Apollo dudes up on the moon. Oh, Oh, this works so much better. If you can see the video, I will post that when we do the big transcript later. Now this one is Trautonium Sounds for Film. Again, it's an assortment of kind of, right now it looks like heavy industry. I'll do my best to do describe video. Ooh, a shining, like, rolled ingot of steel came by. Panning shots of a refinery. Heavy industry. When you hear the sound changes, that's when the cut of the film changes as well. Beautiful. That was Oscar Sala. Oscar Sala was a... have a good one. Peace out to Grant. Host the Downliner's Crypt every 6 to 8, every Tuesday. What we've been listening to is a little bit of Oscar Sala doing a performance and a little bit of talk about the Trautonium. So the Trautonium was controlled by a conductive wire. And you know what other instrument was controlled by a conductive wire? Why, my good friends, I do believe it could even be the on maintenant. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why you need to plug in and make sure Olivia Messiaen's Horizon is cued, ready to go, so that way we don't have your laptop dying in the middle of a discussion. Based on Terman's ideas, The first model, the Onde Martineau, meaning Martineau Waves, was patented in April of 1928 under the name Perfectionnement aux instruments de musique électrique, improvement to electronic musical instruments. His aim, producing a versatile electronic instrument that was immediately familiar to orchestral musicians. The first versions bore little resemblance to the later production models, consisting of two table-mounted units controlled by a performer who manipulated a string attached to a finger ring. Utilizing the capacitance of the performer's body, one could control the sound characteristics in a manner very similar to the theremin. Later, this device was incorporated as a fingerboard strip above the keyboard. Later versions used a standard keyboard. The Onde Martineau became the first successful electronic instrument, and the only one of its generation that is still used by orchestras today. Martineau himself became, 20 years after its invention, a professor at the Conservatoire de Paris, teaching lessons in the Onde Martineau. The Onde's success was the loss at the expense of the theremin. For although both used the vacuum tube oscillator as a sound source, and both were monophonic, the theremin had a sliding scale and no fixed preset notes, while the Onde Martineau had a keyboard and a strip control for glissando and vibrato, organ-like stops for preset timbre, and an appearance that was familiar to any keyboard player. An example of preset sounds on the later Onde Martineau include Onde, O, a simple sine wave timbre, similar in sound to the flute or ocarina, Creux, C, a peak-limited triangle wave, similar in sound to a clarinet in high registers, Gombe, G, capital, a timbre somewhat resembling a square wave, intended to be similar in sound to string instruments, as the French title would suggest, Petit Gombe, little G, a similar but less harmonically rich timbre than Gombe. The player can control the number of harmonics present in the signal by using a slider situated in the control drawer. Nasillarde, N, a timbre resembling a pulse wave, similar in sound to a bassoon in low registers. Octavion, the number 8, a timbre with a reinforced first harmonic whose intensity in the signal can be controlled using a slider. The setting is analogous to the 4-foot stop in organ terminology. And souffle, indicated by an S, which was a timbre often described as white noise, but was in fact pink noise of indefinite pitch. The sound from the instrument could be output to a number of speakers, or diffuseurs, whose properties further colored the sound, including principal, a traditional large loudspeaker, résonance, a loudspeaker which used springs to produce a mechanical reverb effect, métallique, a small gong, which was used as a loudspeaker diaphragm to produce a halo effect rich in harmonics. Palme, an iconic lyre-shaped loudspeaker, utilizing strings to produce sympathetic resonances. The Onde Maltenon also had a bank of expression keys that allowed the player to change the timbre and character of sounds. In the 1938 version of the instrument, microtonal tuning was featured, as specified by the Hindu poet Rabindranath Tagore and the musician Alain Danilou. The Onde Maltenon was quickly accepted and became one of the few electronic instruments to be admitted to the orchestra, and had a wide repertoire by prominent composers such as Edgar Varèse, Olivier Messiaen, Darius Milhaud, Arthur Honegger, Maurice Jarre, Jolivet, and Kirkland. I'd like to play for you now some of André Jolivet's concerto for the Onde Maltenon. Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting on the top of Burnaby Mountain in beautiful Burnaby, British Columbia. We've been listening to a selection of pieces for the En Maltenon, the last of our three foundational electronic instruments. These were quite successful for their day and age. The En Maltenon, definitely, to the point where now 1,500 compositions and more exist for the En Maltenon. This is an instrument that was built in the 1930s. I remember at UVic, I got the chance to hear a concert with six En Maltenon on stage. It was fantastic. All of these links will be available for your listening. But we want to showcase as much as we can here on Vancouver FM. So we'll pause Mr. Jolivet and move over to our good friend Takashi Harada, one of Japan's foremost En Maltenon players. Thank you. gorgeous stuff for the Ond Maltenon. It's beautiful to see an electronic instrument that was built 80 plus years ago still being used in composition and in performance. It's fantastic. There's a little bit more of Takashi Harada that I would like to play for you. This piece that we were listening to is called Twilight, The Balancing Light, and this is part two. This is a concerto for Ond Maltenon Orchestra that Takashi Harada composed. Links to these full works will be available with this week's episode, most likely on SoundCloud, because then it'll be easy. And this is the one that I want to play for you. This is six of the Ond Maltenon. Six of them.